Well, this is going to be a wild one tonight out at Eastwood Field as the Mahoning Valley Scrappers host their 23rd annual Trick or Treat Night. Last year, during COVID, was the first time I had a chance to go out there, and I met the incomparable Mr. Mange last year.
Good morning, Gary. How are you this morning? Good morning,
fine.
Everybody.
Well, Mr. Mange, you are legendary out at the Canfield Scaregrounds, and you even have your own T-shirt now. What's with that?
The iconic Mr. Mange is really becoming famous here in Mahoning County, actually in the state of Ohio. Just love all the fans that come up to me and say, "Hello, Mr. Mange, how are you?" And, "Oh, it's great to see you." I love all the kids and all the smiling faces. It's really fun. It really is.
Well, Canfield Scaregrounds, just a premier attraction here in the Valley. And, okay, a year and a half from the start of the COVID mess, how's it going out there this year? I mean, busy, packed? What's going on?
Stellar crowds, Gary, this year. Unbelievable. Coming out in drones. People just love their own local haunt. This is our haunt, Mahoning County's haunt. And they just love it. Something back to normalcy again. So
yeah,
it's so great to be able to put this on this year and future years down the road. We look forward to it. Actually, when we end Halloween night, we're already preparing for next year.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So yeah, we really enjoy it.
All right, a question that I get, because you know we're Mixed 98.9 and we're very G rated, and maybe I can do PG-13 sometime or another, but very seldom. Folks want to know if they can bring their kids out to the Canfield Scaregrounds. That's probably the number one question you get asked.
Well, absolutely, you may, and I'm going to say this: we have two Monster Mania haunted attractions geared for the little ones, okay, with a bounce house. It's a Halloween-themed bounce house in between the two attractions. So bring your little ones out. Nobody's going to scare them from the time you purchase your tickets at the box office until the time you come to the Monster Mania. You should be okay. We have a gate that's marked Nightmare Begins Here.
Mm-hmm.
And now after that gate, I cannot guarantee your safety. So you want to stay on this side of the gate and not on the other.
Got it. So you stay over there, they're still going to have a great time.
Absolutely.
And enjoy themselves and go from there. Now, we met last year at Eastwood Field when they had it was the COVID trunk or treat, if you will, where they had it out in the parking lot rather than in the field. And so I know this year is going to be a little bit different, but we just had such a great time last year outside, outdoors. It was even a little rainy, if you will. But I got to tell you, the crew from the Canfield Scaregrounds stole the show. You stole the show, because there were a lot of businesses passing out candy, and we were kind of sort of dressed up. And then these guys show up. It was just so much fun.
Well, I tell you, Gary, all our actors, we love what we do. We just have such a great time doing it. Jim and Kelly Myers, the owners of the haunt, really, really, really try to give a stellar performance each and every time we're out there. Regardless of where we are at, we are 100% into our character all the time. And I do have to say this, I have a special treat for everybody that's listening. Halloween night, and Halloween night only, you'll be going through the Barn of Evil. That's the main house with mm-hmm. lights out. This is the first time we're doing it. So when you come Halloween night, expect to go through the main house in pitch darkness. We're going to give you a...
Kidding.
Oh, yes.
Have you practiced this and tried this, or we're just going to do it?
Nope, we're going to do it. We're going to give you a glow stick, and we're going to wish you the best of luck. Hopefully, you can make it on the other end. We'll see.
Wow. All right, what time does that all start?
Okay, Halloween night. It's Sunday night. We're going to be open from 7 to 10,
mm-hmm.
and then Friday and Saturday, this coming weekend, we're open from 7 to midnight. It doesn't matter if it's raining. You come on out with your galoshes and your umbrellas and whatever you need to do,
yeah.
But your favorite monsters will be waiting for you.
Awesome. Well, that's good stuff. So out of the Canfield Scaregrounds. Now, in the meantime, though, we're getting set for tonight, and I know that there are a lot of, about 1,000 kids, I understand, families supposed to be coming out to the Eastwood Field for this, and as I just unveiled to Mr. Mange, we have something really special planned. We have the Mix 98.9 photo booth. Now, that hasn't been brought out in over a year, maybe a year and a half, when our promotion team used to bring that out to a lot of events, and I shared it with Mr. Mange, and I just talked with you about perhaps joining me at the front entrance. So when folks are coming in and lining up at about 5:45 or so, getting ready, we're going to have the photo booth ready. And it's got a nice Halloween theme. And perhaps Mr. Mange will be there and allow himself to be photographed with the kids if they like.
My pleasure. I wouldn't have it any other way.
That's awesome. So we'll get this. And here's the thing about the photo booth. We take a beautiful color photo of you with the nice Halloween backdrop kind of a thing. But then we instantly send it to your phone or email. So you just choose. If you want it sent right to your phone, it'll be there. And I tried it out yesterday just to make sure I knew how it was doing. As soon as I pressed send, it was on my phone.
That's awesome.
So it's awesome. So it actually goes to a website, and then you can download it from there. It's really simple and easy to do.
Hey, Gary, our tickets are still available, I believe, for tonight's event, right? I think they are. I think there's...
There may be. You'd have to go out to...
To the Scrappers Field and see, or give them a call at the box office this morning. I think they open at 8:30 this morning. Give them a call.
Yeah, give them a call to find out if you can still do it.
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right, so it's 13 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're going to take a brief break. I didn't get a chance to give away any of my gift cards this morning. So I have a $25 gift card to Cafe 422 and a $25 gift card to the Living Room Tavern to give away. You know, you brought in some Nightmare at the Canfield Scaregrounds tickets, but I don't know if I can give them away because we're not here
them. Well, you know what we'll do, Gary? We'll just take those tickets and we'll give them away at tonight's event.
At tonight's event.
Absolutely.
Okay, so if you go and you want to get your... Okay, the first couple of kids lined up to get photos with
Mr. Maine. We'll get tickets to come. Yep, absolutely.
We'll get tickets to the Nightmare. That'll be fun. All right, should be good. So if you would like to win any of these gift cards today, stand by. Our Brain Freeze question of the morning is next. Mix 98.9, good morning.
Gary's Wheel of Game.
Well, Mr. Maines, we've got a bonus contest this hour since I have two gift cards to give away. So I'm spinning the Wheel of Games this morning, and we're going to find out what contest we are playing this morning. It's either going to be What's in Gary's Hand, the 30-second game, or the spooky spy the lie game, all in Halloween motif. So if you would like to win this morning a gift card, call me at 330-729-9699. And maybe we can get Mr. Mange to be your phone-a-friend this morning. So let's take the third caller. Caller one, caller two, and caller three is coming up next here. Mix 98.9, good morning. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. And who am I speaking with this morning?
This is Tim.
Hey, Tim, how are you? Say hi to Mr. Mange this morning.
Hello, Mr. Mange. How you doing?
Hello, Tim. Nice to hear you.
All right, so we're going to play. It's the pumpkin game. Let me explain. Okay. Today is National Pumpkin Day. And here's the thing. I'm going to ask you three trivia questions, maybe just one. One pumpkin trivia question, all right? And I'll give you multiple choice answers, okay?
All right,
so... I'm going back in time, pumpkin lore. Pumpkins were once recommended for this. Was it A, cleaning horses, B, treating acne, C, removing freckles and curing snake bites, or D, curing impotence? What do you think the answer would be? Do you need some time to think about it? Because we can let you think. Do you want me to read them again for you?
No, because I have no idea, so this is a guess.
All right, what's your guess?
Let's try C.
C, removing freckles and curing snake bites.
That's what I would have went with, Gary, too, as well, I think.
Oh, really? So yeah. we have a consensus here.
I believe so. I think he's right.
Well, you're both right. Yeah. Wow. I'm impressed. Heck of a guess. And you are going to what your choice, the Living Room Tavern or Cafe 422. Which would you like?
Let's try the Living Room Tavern.
Living Room Tavern is yours. You're going to love it there. It's a great place, great food, great prices, too. And you've got $25 on us. So, all right, hang on the phone. I'm going to get some information from you. And stand by, everyone else. We've got our brain freeze question coming up. We're getting pumped up for tonight. Right?
I mean, tonight's going to be so much fun. I'm so stoked for tonight. It's going to be so much fun seeing everybody out there. Hey, and guys, everybody out there that's wondering what to do for a costume, you know what? The best costumes are the ones that you come up with at home. Go up in your attic, go down in your basement, see what you can come up with. You know, I created Mr. Mange. It's a homemade costume.
How long ago did Mr. Mange become a reality?
Oh, that was about 10 years ago, Gary. I came up with Mr. Mange. Actually, there was a couple people involved that came up with Mr. Mange. My son, a few of the managers at the Nightmare helped me. Mr. David Coffin, who is a manager, great friend of mine. He's the zombie paintball manager, where you can actually go shoot zombies with zombie-killing serum.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes.
I know you've got to finish this story. I want to talk about paintball zombie killing here. I mean, I think I found my calling. Paintball zombie killing.
It's awesome. It's an awesome thing. They love it. They really do. They love it.
Who gets to play the zombie that gets zapped?
Well, when you come in, the actors, they're really, you have to pad them up because those paintballs hurt.
And, yes.
And you're close range, Gary. I mean, you're like within 20, 30 feet of the monster. So when you get behind that paintball gun and start shooting them zombies, it's a good time. It really is. And I suggest you come on out and kill some zombies in Campfield.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. So 10 years ago, Mr. Mange was developed. Who created that wonderful caricature that you have on your T-shirt?
Oh, this was done by the owner of the Nightmare, Mr. Jim Myers, and Ken Beckett.
Wow.
They said,
I mean, it's a great likeness, but it's also very marketable, I think. It's amazing looking.
They're going to produce more T-shirts, and we have merchandise trailers at the Scare Grounds for you to pick up the merchandise. But yeah, I was really, really taken away, guys, when they gave me my own T-shirt with my own character on it. I'm actually just stoked over it, and I really do appreciate the managers and everyone out there at Nightmare. We really do a good job, and we're really looking forward to the Eastwood Field Trunk or Treat tonight from 6 to 8 at the Eastwood Field.
All right, looking forward to it as well. All right, I am ready now for the brain freeze question of the morning, so let's jump into that and give away our $25 gift card to Cafe 422.
Gary's Brain Freeze.
All right, here's how this works this morning. I ask a question. Mr. Mange is the phone-a-friend, and whoever guesses the correct answer will receive the $25 gift card to Cafe 422. 330-729-9699 is the phone number. And now the question. This was going to be the question, but I just feel that everybody would know the answer. 51% of us do this every year. Mr. Mange does it every year. I do it on occasion because it's a lot of fun. What is it that half of us do in the country?
You got me, Gary.
Dress up for Halloween.
That's what it is.
Okay, now here's the other question. 35 million pounds of this particular kind of candy is produced each year. 35 million pounds of this candy. What is it? 330-729-9699. Here we go. Let's take our first caller here this morning. Well, that didn't work out well. Let's try it again. Mix 98.9, good morning. Oops. Hello.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, and who is this?
It's Dan.
All right, Dan. Dan, your phone-a-friend today is Mr. Mange.
Hi, Mr. Mange.
Hello, Dan. Good morning to you, sir.
All right, Dan. So 35 million pounds of this type of candy is produced each year. What is the answer?
Does part of the ingredients have peanut butter in it?
No.
Okay. How about Snickers?
Snickers! No, not Snickers. All right, Mr. Mange, you can be his phone-a-friend and you can be his hero for a lifetime if you guess it correctly.
Dan, I'm going to have to go with Oh, boy. Some people love them. Some people hate them, but I have to go with candy corn.
He's right! Oh, my gosh! Mr. Maine's knows the answer! I was wrong or right to do a Halloween question because I'm afraid this guy is an expert in the field. How did you come up with candy corn?
You know, every time I've ever went trick-or-treating, how about you, Dan? When you go up to the door and you say trick-or-treat, no matter what fails, you always seem to get a bag of candy corn.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and then I give them to Mr. Mange because I can't stand them. But that's fine. Whatever you guys like, right? They can try to put different colors on the candy corn, but it still doesn't matter. It's still sugar, wax, or whatever the heck that is, right?
And high fructose corn syrup.
Yes, that's what it is. Well, congratulations, you, my friend. First caller, and thank you, Mr. Mange. Got it. And you are going to Cafe 422. If you leave. 844 at Mix 98.9. I'm Gary Rivers. Good morning. Hey, don't forget your Halloween Fall Festival and Events Guide is up on Mix989.com. All your spooky podcasts and links to Halloween radio stations, plus trick-or-treat times and fall festivals and family events that are still going on. Of course, you really want to know what's going on, just talk to Mr. Maine. She'll tell you it's all of the Canfield Scare Grounds through this week. And that's it. On 31st, it's over, right?
Yeah, after Halloween, the 31st, we start preparing for next year. Next year's haunt. But this weekend, don't let the weather scare you away from coming out. We will be ready to scare each and every one of you. And once again, a quick reminder that on Halloween night, you will be going through that main house, that Barn of Evil, with lights out. We give you a glow stick.
Gosh, lights out with a glow stick.
Best of luck with you, Gary, on that. I'll tell you that.
Hey, we got something special on Halloween. You'll appreciate this. Casey Kasem did one Halloween special in his entire career that was dedicated nothing but Halloween music. And we've got it for you on Halloween morning.
How awesome is that?
Yeah, Casey Kasem. So 8 o'clock Sunday morning, October 31st, the Casey Kasem Halloween special right here on Mix 98. Now, I'm not sure what year he did that, like something like 1980 or 1982. It goes back a few years, but that'll be a fun little nostalgic trip. And, of course, it'll have the Monster Mash and Witchy Woman. And Thriller was also a part of that, of
Michael
course.
Jackson's Thriller, absolutely. Yeah. So, Casey Kasem, he is the voice of Shaggy, I believe, wasn't it?
Yes, he
from
was.
Scooby-Doo back in the 70s.
Back in the day. Casey Kasem, crazy. All right, so there's that. So, Mr. Maines, you know, I can't believe you knew the candy corn answer, but you are living and breathing Halloween encyclopedia, I think.
Absolutely, Gary. There's not too much I don't know about the Halloween time. Actually, people that are listening right now, on this date, October 26th, 1881, something really, really happened in Tombstone, Arizona. It was the OK Corral shootout on this day. So
are you trying to tell me that Tombstone, Arizona is a haunt of ghosts? Is that what you're saying?
Loaded with paranormal activity.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. There are so many ghosts walking around Tombstone, Arizona. Hmm. If you've ever visited or been out that way, you'll know it's loaded with ghosts.
So during Halloween season, I'm assuming they have ghost tours of the Tombstone Cemetery, where all the
Boot Hill Cemetery,
Boot Hill.
Yes, there's ghost tours going on. Actually, they call it Hell Dorado.
Is an event tonight?
Yes,
sir. Said?
Yes, sir. It's tonight. Yeah.
Oh my God! So I'm assuming you've been out there.
Yes, sir. I've been to Tombstone and all over this beautiful country of ours, and learning different haunts. And
so I'm assuming you've been to Gettysburg, which is the other big one. I understand that they have ghost tours like every week there. It's crazy.
They do. Gettysburg is a haunted place. But, you know, in our own backyard here, Gary, in Mahoning County, there are several places here that claim to have paranormal activity. One of them is at the Nightmare at the Campbell Scaregrounds. Now, listen to this. 176 years that they've been doing this at the fairgrounds. So that's a lot of people that have came and went. And
somebody has to be out there, is what
absolutely.
You're saying.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's wild. All right, one final time before we head on out of here this morning. Tonight, Both Mr. Mange and myself will be out at Eastwood Field for the trick-or-treat night, their 23rd annual one at Eastwood Field. If you got your tickets, great. If you still can get them, we don't know, but you can call them out at Eastwood Field, the Mahoning Valley Scrappers, to let you know. And when you come out there tonight, I just set up our photo booth. I took my first photo with the guy behind Mr. Mange, and I'm sure he's going to make me delete that, or it'll zap out, and he'll put his Mr. Mange outfit on. So tonight, kids, when you come out, as you're walking into the trick-or-treat area, we'll have our photo booth up there. You get a chance to have your you can have your photo taken with your mom and dad, what have you, or you might get the gold card and have Mr. Mange join you for a photo. That'll be a lot of fun.
I would love to, and I want to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in this morning at Mix 98.9 in the Gary Rivers Show. And Gary, I'll scare you soon.
Okay, looking forward to it.